You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM for this Friday edition of the show. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Good show coming up. Jeff Johnson and the Gazette will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the high school football playoffs getting underway tonight. We'll also talk about Iowa football coming up. We are 8 days away from the Hawkeyes and the Purdue Boilermakers. We'll talk a lot about that coming up in our first Hawkeye game week. Coming up next week, Iowa State off this weekend. We'll talk about the college football spotlight games. The NFL, how many games are going to go on this weekend? Are there going to be any that are going to be moved, that are going to be postponed? We've already had one that's been moved, the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, to an early start from Orchard Park on Monday. More news today coming out as far as the coronavirus and COVID, as far as positive results as far as the NFL is concerned. Major League Baseball, a couple of games coming up later on today as well. We will cover it all over the next 55-odd minutes or so. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. Same number, 319-366-1600. And also, thank you very much for listening on our stream at KGYMradio.com, as well as the KGYM mobile app and your smart speaker as well. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we could have a World Series matchup by the end of the evening.
Or we could play on.
Or we could play on. And the Rays and Braves seem to be in pretty good shape right now after Clayton Kershaw. Well, what's going to happen with his legacy? Clayton Kershaw kind of gets bombed last night and may not reach the postseason again. And it would be a shame, not the postseason, but the World Series, but it would be a shame for a pitcher of his caliber not to to get there. But
wouldn't be the first one to have that
thrown on him. That's true, yeah. Baseball is our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Will we be discussing a Rays-Braves World Series come Monday? Yes or no? Whatever the result, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred on Tuesday.
Yep.
And talk about the World Series matchup, whatever it may be.
Yeah, because World Series will get started, whomever it will be playing next Tuesday night. And looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Everyone, that's in Texas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. With fans. Some fans. Some fans, anyway. Everyone wrote off the Houston Astros. Everyone wants to write off the Houston Astros. Everyone wants to see, well, 95% of America wants to see the Houston Astros ride off into the sunset, whatever the case may be. And they just, they're like an old penny that just keeps coming back. And they just keep showing up and doing their thing. And they're not going to go gentle into that good night, I'm afraid, if you're not an Astros fan.
Whatever you think of them, they're still a talented team. There's no question about it. But the Rays have played very, very well during the 60-game regular season and into the postseason. And I think we knew this was going to be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, Valdez is going to be on the mound for the Astros. Snell for the Rays coming up this evening. Valdez has been very good in the postseason. The Dodgers fighting for their lives as the National League's top team, baseball's top team throughout the 60-game regular season. And it could all go for naught for Dave Roberts and the Big Blue Wrecking Crew as they take on the Braves, the Red Hot Atlanta Braves, Minter against May in that particular battle tonight. That will be the game you can hear on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM tonight. 7:30 will be the pregame for that one, about 8:08 with the first pitch as far as that particular game is concerned from Texas. And the Astros and the Rays are going to get started here in about 2 hours from now, as a matter of fact, with their game six. And if there's baseball tomorrow evening, we'll have it for you right here on KGYM, I believe on 1600 and 102.3. But we don't know if there's going to be baseball coming up tomorrow. So hang tight on that, as they say in the industry.
As far as tonight goes, we have an assortment of choices on our KGYM frequencies. That's for sure.
We do. We do. High school playoff football gets started tonight around the state. A couple games that we will have for you beginning at 6:45. Note that it's an earlier pregame time because the start time is at 7 o'clock, thankfully, as it will be on 107.5 FM, the KGYM radio app, streaming at kgymradio.com as well. Myself, John Hegarty, will be in Tiffin. It'll be Clear Creek Amana hosting the Marion Indians tonight on 107.5 FM and again on the app as well as, I think the mobile app, smart speaker, everything for that if you say play the Jim OT. And then 106.3 FM, it will be Miles and Gary tonight. They will be at Bates Field as City High in Iowa City will host the Ottumwa Bulldogs tonight. And after the game, all the scorers from the playoff games around the state, Jeff will have them coming your way this evening, right after our football games through 11 o'clock tonight. Make that notation. It is through 11 o'clock coming up tonight.
Our text line, 319-366-1600, and that's our phone line as well as buttons on the other side of the glass would welcome your call should you choose to interact with us. On the text line, Ryan in Walford, can you think of any player in any other sport who is dominant in the regular season, who is as dominant in the regular season as Kershaw and equally awful in the postseason? Any other sport?
Well, awful is kind of a tough term there. He was terrific in his last outing for the Dodgers in the divisional series. Mm-hmm. He was very, very good. Thought maybe he had turned the corner. And second time through the batting order last night, just did not have it. And the Braves let him have it. I will come up with something. Ryan, I promise you, the listener, I will come up with something.
Well, my mind immediately went to golf. And no, those guys who win a lot of regular tour events but can't win a major. There have been several.
True.
That's a very good question. And if you come up with someone, give us a call or a text, 319-366-1600.
Love to hear from you. 98-96.
Yeah.
Matt Kuchar, a man near and dear to Mark and I, since we made him as our second round pick. Tony Romo, yes, another one. A lot of people saying Tony Romo, 82-40, 52-32, thank you. Joel down in Muscatine, getting ready for a little football tonight. Warren Moon.
Ah.
Peyton Manning says 45-70, probably should have won more titles. He won a couple. I'm not throwing Peyton Manning in there. I am not going to throw him in there. I'm sorry.
So you got a Phillip Rivers reference.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers. 0560, the beard. A couple of them that are very good. I think a lot of people would say Tony Romo. I think a lot of people might say Tony Romo. Your mind goes to quarterbacks. And your mind, if you're a football fan, even though you don't like them, you go to the Dallas Cowboys. America's team, you know, Mark. As Buttons would tell us, they are America's
team. The former lineman in Cleveland, Joe Thomas. Multi-time Pro
Bowler.
Well,
yeah, but he really had nothing to do with the fact that the Browns stank all those years. I mean, he did his job. Do your job.
Yeah.
As a lot of folks say out there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. He certainly does his job. And we will talk with him coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 8, 9, 10 minutes out there. Mentioned high school football coming up tonight. Our games, we ran those down for you a little bit earlier on. Only four games tonight around the state in Class 4A, and one of those involving a Metro team. Jefferson travels over to Central Iowa. The Jayhawks will be in action at Ames to take on Taman Lipsey and the Little Cyclones Lipsey, more known as a basketball giant, number one player in the class of 2022. As far as the state of Iowa is concerned, he missed all of last basketball season with a knee injury. Led Ames to the state tournament his freshman year and really put his name out there. And if he stays healthy, he is going to he will get a lot of scholarship offers.
Was paid a visit at Ames High School by Harrison Barnes today.
Yes, he was.
Saw that tweeted out and just watching some highlights of Lipsey at quarterback. That guy could play that position as well.
He's pretty good. He's kind of, well, if you think of Marcus Morgan, he's a lot like Marcus Morgan as far as that is concerned. Some other games tonight, Davenport West at Davenport Central. They will play tonight. It will be as well Sioux City West at Council Bluffs Jefferson. They will play tonight. And, of course, Ottumwa and City High will go off tonight as well. There was one game last night. It was Durant beating Louisa Muscatine. We have two games that will not be played tonight. Earlham in Class A has advanced over Wayne of Corydon. And North Scott's game with Burlington not played tonight. North Scott will be the advancer out of that particular game. North Scott was more than likely going to name the score in that one, not to make the Greyhound folks down in Burlington and southeastern Iowa unhappy, but we'll see. When this all came out, Mark, I was kind of scratching my head because the association said, okay, we're going to go with geography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We're going to go with geography. And then they said we're going to try to avoid rematches as far as we can. Well, we have a lot of rematches in the first round tonight around the state of Iowa. And I know it's hard to, with geography playing a bigger part of it, it's hard to get around that at times. But still, I would have liked to have seen less rematches in the first round tonight.
Yeah, as far as Class 4A goes, the games tonight, the teams that are playing tonight, you've got the two Davenports. Yes, they're going to play. You've got the two Western schools,
which you mentioned before, and
they're matched up. So the geographics made sense there. It left Jefferson, Iowa City High, Ottumwa, and Ames. How to match up those four teams? Well, Ottumwa played Ames last week, so they obviously didn't want to rematch there. So the only thing they could have done is flip-flop City High and Jefferson's opponents. And so the geographics didn't work out so well for a couple, 4A teams. But
4A would have been less apt to follow that particular formula, I think. Some other games around our area tonight. Of course, we've got the Marion-Clear Creek Amana game coming up tonight. Clinton is at Central DeWitt this evening. Waterloo East is at West Delaware, and 3A Waverly Shell Rock is at Western Dubuque. Benton Community is at Mount Pleasant. That's going to be one of the, I think, more competitive games tonight. What else do we have? Newton at Grinnell. Knoxville is at Fort Madison coming up tonight as well. Those were some of the 3A games this evening. Some of the 2A games taking place. It will be Roland Story at Independence this evening. Union is at Monticello. North Fayette Valley is at Crestwood this evening. Vint Shelsburg at Mount Vernon. West Liberty goes to Maquoketa coming up tonight. Central Lee is at Mid Prairie coming up this evening. Some of the 2A games. Class 1A from around our area coming up this evening. By the way, dress appropriately this evening. You ought to see what I have in the car. Northeast Goose Lake is at Beckman. The winner of that one is going to get Durant because they played last night. Wilton is at Cascade. Sumner Fredericksburg is at Denver coming up this evening. Class A coming up tonight. A few more games to talk about. Starmont is at Wapsie Valley this evening. And Northland at Clayton Ridge coming up tonight as well. East Buchanan is on the road at Bellevue. North Cedar is at Lisbon coming up tonight. Maquoketa Valley is at North Tama. Highland is at Al Burnett coming up this evening. So, yeah. And then the 8-player games being played around our neck of the woods. Midland is at Springville. That should be a pretty decent game. Baxter is at Iowa Valley coming up tonight among the games. 319-366-1600.
Couple more comments on Ryan and Walford's question, really, about athletes that really dominated during the regular season, but maybe not dominated, but performed well during the regular season, but never reached the pinnacle. Joel and Muscatine, you could argue Matt Stafford and Kershaw are the biggest underperforming teammates ever. They were high school teammates.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. You say his name three times, and he appears. Joel from Muscatine joining us here before he heads off to football coming up tonight. Are you inside or outside tonight?
I've got the night off, actually.
You do?
I had the L&M Durant game last night.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So we had that game last night. You were talking about the kid from Ames, who I've heard is a pretty fine player. Keep your eye on this Nolan DeLong kid from Durant. He's a running back for Durant. He's a sophomore. He had 13 carries for 323 yards last night and six touchdowns. He's a really good player. His last five carries were a 42, a 51, a 31, and a 61-yard touchdown run.
So that's getting it done.
Yeah, L&M's not very good, but it was a good game. But 4A football, you were talking about all the rematches. I bet you that they didn't happen as many rematches if those four Des Moines public schools can all play. I mean, that was
such a
wrench in that whole thing. And I feel like they did a good job of the teams that had to miss games this year. Most of those teams are playing tonight, which I think is the right thing to do. The teams that had to take a week off in the middle of the season because of, for whatever reason, they shouldn't have got the first round bye. So it's I think the state actually, given the craziness that they had, they actually handled that pretty well. And I just hope it warms up by next Friday night when Muscatine's at Bettendorf. That's all I hope.
Well,
I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Question for, what is the deal with Marcus Morgan? What's he going to do? What's the word on the street? I mean, he's got offers in football and baseball, and he's really been pretty quiet on the recruiting trail.
Like, yes, he has been.
I remember watching him pitch as a freshman. What do they think he's going to do?
Well, that's a great question. And he has been very quiet.
Hasn't really tipped his hand.
No, he has not. Not at all. Boy, and he'd be so terrific at both. And there have been even Division I athletes, as we know, that have done both sports. Connor McCaffrey's doing that right now in Iowa City. Is it going to be easier to do football and baseball? I don't know. Got to think it's going to be a little bit easier, although spring football goes into baseball a little bit. But, yeah, it remains to be seen.
Will a college coach let their quarterback be a high school or a college baseball player, too? I think that answer, the days of Charlie Ward, I think, are few and far between. And Russell Wilson are few and far between.
John Elway and,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but John Elway is, like, he's got kids who are playing college ball.
Thanks, Joel.
That's a long time.
Thank you, Joel.
All right, boys.
Joel from Muscatine joining us here on the gym class program. 322. I asked Joel if he's inside or outside. He's not even doing anything tonight. He's with you on the back porch. Tonight, John and I, this is a first for John, not a first for yours truly. Outside tonight, down in Tiffin. We are outside in the element. As I hear the wind whistling through the double pane glass that's off to our left.
I happened to talk to John last night about a couple other matters, and let's put it this way. I can't say he's looking forward to the setup tonight.
If it was last week, I think it would have been absolutely wonderful.
Well, he described, the two of you in the booth. He's got maybe one card or one. You've got all kinds of stuff that you need to. You got your depth chart. You got to keep stats. And I told John about an instance several years ago, obviously. I was assigned to a playoff game in Maynard.
West Central.
And, of course, tiny press box. Didn't have room for me. colder than hell, spitting snow.
Then it started to rain at about 2 o'clock today, and I said, yeah, that's about right.
I'm walking the sidelines trying to keep play-by-play and keep stats and whatnot. That game is burned in my mind in my career.
First time in 24 years I will call a game outside tonight. Like I said, I've got a wide array of warm weather clothes in the car as we speak.
Paint a picture for us, will you?
Of the clothes?
No. Of the climb.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be mid-40s. The wind's supposed to die down, which is going to be the best part. Mm. The wind right now is crazy from the west. And, yeah, hopefully it's going to be... Now, the wind will be behind us. So, fingers crossed. 24 years. I shouldn't complain. Had a great run.
All streaks are meant to be broken.
Indeed. Indeed. Overcome. That's what 2020 is all about. Going to take a break. Come back. Jeff Johnson. He's going to be outside as well tonight. We will talk with him and talk a little high school football. We'll talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes as well when we return. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. The entire Viking organization says 21-34 has underachieved as far as the playoffs are concerned. Want to remind you that the KGYM Community MVP. The gym is sponsored and partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. And if your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Just go to KGYMradio.com, follow the instructions, and read up on that. We'll take a break. Come back with JJ after this.
As a property owner, you think you should be able to do it all. But even you could use some help. That's what EPM Iowa Property Management does. At EPM, every property matters, whether you own a large apartment complex or a one-bedroom house rental. EPM Iowa keeps your tenants happy and maintains your properties so you get the investment returns you're hoping for, plus more time to spend with family, find other investments, or just get a peaceful night's sleep. Let EPM Iowa manage your rental property. Get to know them at EPMIowa.com.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, dsscc.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We're Iowans. We're a polite people. But there are things we don't apologize for. Covered bridges. Pork tenderloin sandwiches. Butter sculptures. We will, however, make amends when it's time to let people in on the truth. So listen up. The best bourbon comes from the best corn. Cedar Ridge, Iowa Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky.
Cedar Ridge Distillery, Swisher, Iowa. Please drink responsibly.
Speaking of our friends at Cedar Ridge down in Swisher, one more opportunity with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn to win a bottle of Cedar Ridge, Iowa Bourbon. Sorry, Kentucky. You listen between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock tonight, and they'll have your chance to win the final bottle. And you must be 21 years of age or older, of course, to pick up that prize. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is our phone number as well as we make our way through the 3 o'clock hour here this afternoon. And to help us with that, our friend from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Jeff Johnson. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow as well on Twitter. All kinds of great stuff. And like myself, Mr. Johnson will be in the great outdoors tonight down in Tiffin.
They're putting you outside, Scotty?
I am out. Believe that. 24-year streak is ended. I feel like Seinfeld in the bakery.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't. I just can't believe that. I figured you had way more stroke than that. So
there's a two-letter word that will be there.
T and V. Okay, I gotcha.
Need I elaborate?
Wouldn't it be nice to see them be outside once, huh?
I'm not saying a word, man. You're getting me in trouble. Right. You're getting me in trouble. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Have you been outside most of the year, Jeff, for high school games?
Yes, actually. Okay. That's just my comfort zone, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Kingston, I guess. You know, it's obviously really spaced out, so I guess the games I covered at Kingston were I went inside and for the second half of a Liberty game when I was down there a couple weeks ago as well. But other than that, yeah, the good outdoors, the good old outdoors.
It's been this is going to be the coolest evening, though, we've had. So no doubt about that. But you know what? Hey, you overcome, right? It's what you do.
Yeah, as long as the wind starts dying down a little bit, I'll be good with that.
Yep, going to be fine.
We went through three sets of regular season schedules because of, obviously, the coronavirus and whatnot. And now we've reached the postseason. Most of the teams have reached the postseason. What about the pairings? Anything glaring to you, positive or negative?
It seemed like it was done, obviously, very much geographical, which I totally get that. So, the byes, you know, some of the byes were interesting to me in some of the classes, how those were picked maybe. You know, I think we counted in our area, Mark, we had four games that were just played last week to end the regular season that are going to be played again tonight in the first round of the playoffs, which was kind of interesting to me. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it's almost impossible work what they're trying to do. And, you know, I guess they, after the second round next week, they'll throw it all away and start over again from scratch. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes as we keep going here.
One thing I haven't heard much about since the announcement, the state association is going to allow those teams that did not get seven regular season games in, to play, an additional game after it gets knocked out of the playoffs. But I haven't seen anywhere anybody's going to take advantage of that. Of course, everybody's still alive. Perhaps that's one reason. But
right. Yeah, actually, I think I read that a couple of the Des Moines public schools are actually going to take advantage of that.
Yep, they're going to play.
And play each other. And I think Roosevelt's one, and I honestly can't remember the other one.
I think it's North.
Okay, is it North? Okay,
yeah.
Very good. And then last night, actually, we had, Central City and Elkader Central played each other in a 62-68-man game at Central City. Those two teams both opted out of the playoffs, but to get a seventh game, they decided to opt out and play each other.
Hmm.
So, you know, I we'll see it. I'm sure we'll see it, you know, as teams get knocked out and you know, I thought that was a great gesture by the association, honestly, to, you know, if you want to play, as long as you're at seven, and don't go any higher than that, you know, go ahead and schedule with somebody. Why not?
Yeah. And maybe get some guys, you know, some playing time a little bit that maybe don't get as much during the regular season. You know, you want to try to win the game, obviously, How apropos on the anniversary of Dennis Green saying we play to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, but, you know, look ahead to maybe next year as well. I just don't want to get anybody hurt if they're multi-sport folks getting ready for winter and spring.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we're that's priority. And really, I guess nobody knows 100% at this point how that's going to work. From what I hear, it's business as usual with that as far as dates and everything. But, you know, obviously that could change too. So, you know, we're all just living this literally one week and one day at a time.
1 hour, Jeff. We're living 1 hour at a time is what we're doing. Because it can change, as you know. Well, let's start with 4A, first of all. And I guess the burning question we've had all year, we know how good Central Iowa is and what they've done the last decade. It seems like the gap has widened, especially this year. Is there anybody in the East that can stay with the Ankenys and the Southeast Polks and the Dowlings and the like?
Iowa City West.
Okay.
I think that's – honestly, that might be the only one, because I think Iowa City West can score on anybody and can score a lot of points on anybody. And that's what I think you're going to have to probably do to keep up with the, you know, the suburban Des Moines juggernaut there. But, yeah, KJ Pilcher and I, my cohort, were kind of talking about that yesterday. You know, he saw him last week, and Marcus Morgan is just dynamic as a quarterback. And I mean, they've got a lot of good skill guys, offensively. And, you know, they can run, they can throw. So, yeah, I think if there's one team out of the East that can play with the Central Iowa juggernaut, as you called it, I think it's Iowa City West.
Well, Joel Muscatine called us a bit ago and asked about Morgan, and, you know, he's a star in multiple sports. It's pretty quiet as to what he may be thinking or leaning.
Yes, and he's kind of always been that way. You know, he's always been very noncommittal when you bring up the recruiting and, you know, what's my favorite sport? What do you see yourself doing? You know, so I don't know, maybe football/baseball.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's a possibility. But I think he's definitely shown himself to be a Division I quarterback, at the college level this year. And, you know, I love his arm as a pitcher as well, obviously, baseball-wise. So we'll all find out soon enough, I guess. But I'm just speculating. I think football will probably be the way he'll go, and maybe football/baseball, depending on where he might end up. So that's just my total speculation.
Got to find the right fit, though, to do that if you're going to go two sport, certainly. So.
Connor McCaffrey batting cleanup in the black and gold World Series today down at Iowa. Yeah,
wind is blowing out, by the way, I believe. No, actually,
it is. Okay.
Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us at 3:37. We got a plethora of great 3A teams around the state, especially in our neck of the woods, and it's setting up for some quarterfinals could be really, really interesting in Class 3A.
I think that's the best class. Don't you guys? You know, when you look at, I was thinking about it yesterday, just, gosh, I mean, honestly, I mean, you can make a case for a state championship for maybe as many as 10 to a dozen of those schools.
Yeah.
When you look at it, legit, you know, you see what West Delaware is ranked like, what, ninth, I think, this week.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're 7-1 and, you know, has pretty much beaten everybody by 30-plus, and the only loss was the Decorah by 5, and, you know, they're sitting back there in the back of the rankings, and obviously we all know Xavier's really, really good again, and Harlan's got a great resume. He's beaten some really good teams here in the regular season, so, you know, Kurt Blatt's as good a coach as there's ever been in the state. Dallas Center Grimes has survived a couple of close games here in a row, but they're undefeated. I mean, it just goes on and on, and it's like you said. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. To me, 3A is definitely the most wide open and the deepest of the classes.
Well, you could have a second round game between West Delaware and Western Dubuque. That tells you how good 3A is on this side of the state.
Yeah, you know, and look at Western Dubuque. They've they graduated a lot of guys from their state championship team last year, but you know they've kind of you know kind of just reloaded instead of rebuilt, and that's a very dangerous team too. That's got what a couple 2-3 losses. Beat a good Indianola team in 4A, went over to the central part of the state and beat them. So yeah, I mean that's just another example of how strong the class is in 3A, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that one in particular kind of progresses here and what the matchups are going to be, you know, after the second round.
True. And then you take a look at 2A. PCM, I believe this is true, has not given up a point since August, which is a little bit, you know, that's very glaring. Williamsburg has got a really good team. We may have overlooked Solon a little bit, although you should never overlook a Solon Spartan team. Mount Vernon's very good. And then you got Waukon. Comanche is over there in the far eastern part of the state doing very, very good things. And then you got all those juggernauts up in far northwest Iowa in about a 20-mile radius of each other with West Lyon and Central Lyon and Sioux Center and people like that. Spirit Lake is up there as well.
Yeah, I mean, look at Waukon, right? Lost right away to what turned out to be a really good 3A Decorah team. And, you know, they've kind of flown under the radar a little bit here. I mean, and Waukon was in the 2A title game last year. And I think has that capability again. So, yeah, you're right. Another good class. Solon, you know, lost a couple early and has, you know, really kind of gotten things going here under a new coach and Lucas Stanton. And, you know, like you said, Central Lyon, West Lyon, Spirit Lake, right, is 2A as well,
yep.
I think. And they play really, really good football up there and always. And you know whoever comes out of that region is going to be a state title contender as well. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, 2A, and you know, I haven't talked about PCM, which obviously is just steamrolled through the regular season. So 2A is another class that's very, very interesting now that you pointed out.
True. We can just go down the line and everything here. But you got an 8-player Don Bosco is another.
End of story.
Mark says end of story. Some good 8-man teams out there, certainly, especially in the western part of the state. You got Regina in Class A and Grundy Center seem to be on a collision course, I think, with one another, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, St. Ansgar, I think, had a close call last week. That's another perennial power that has been undefeated here through the regular season. But, yeah, you're right about, I think, Regina and Grundy Center. And I talked to a coach who played against Grundy Center this season. I was just kind of feeling him out as far as if he thought, you know, they could play with Regina and beat Regina. And he said this is the best Class A football team he's probably ever seen in his coaching career. And he said he would bet a week's salary that Grundy wins the Class A state title. So
wow,
take that for what it's worth. Obviously not going to divulge who told me that, but that was kind of an eye-opener for me. Apparently they've got it all. And, you know, again, we'll see how the pairings work out. But, yeah, wouldn't it be kind of delicious to see maybe a Regina and Grundy final somehow?
Yeah.
Well, besides being Twins fans, Jeff, we have another thing in common now that you're the Iowa football beat writer, and as I was for – God, I don't know how many years, but congrats on that, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a really interesting season. A season with interviews conducted solely by Zoom, via Zoom. So that includes pregame leading up, you know, leading up to the week on Tuesdays. Coach Ferentz is in, you know, 4 or 5 players a week. And that's going to be Zoom only, and every single interview post game is going to be Zoom as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Hopefully they'll get all 8 or 9 of games, I guess it would be with the Big Ten quote unquote championship week there at the end. So it's going to be interesting. Let's put it that way.
Yep. And you went through all the Zoom meetings, the pseudo media days if you will. We learned a few things anyway. Alaric Jackson with a brand new diet. Everyone seems to like Spencer Petras' arm. And what else did we learn in pseudo media days?
Coy Kronk's, I think, is by all accounts, is legit and probably going to start opposite Jackson at tackle position. This could be as good a group of skill players when you look at receivers, running backs, tight ends, depth wise that I was had maybe under Ferentz total. It's going to come down to how Spencer Petras is able to utilize all that talent around him. If he's as Ferentz said last week, it's like, we got to get him to remember he doesn't need to win the game. Just do your job, which is kind of a old Dwayne Schulte cliche, right?
Yep, you bet.
At Xavier. That's just what he's got to do is you don't necessarily have to win the game. Just maybe don't lose it. So that'll be big, and it'll be interesting to see how, the defense, which is missing a lot of starters from last year, is able to kind of come together and here in a short amount of time.
The game out of the chute at West Lafayette against Purdue is not going to be a pushover by any means. That should be a great matchup.
Yeah. High scoring, boys. What do you think?
Yep. I think so, yeah.
Shootout, literally. Especially with, Rondale Moore coming back. Yeah, Purdue's going to put up yards and points. And, we refer to Iowa's defense, having to kind of – having a lot of inexperience, on it, looking for starters and, probably at the front and the back both in particular. So, yeah, what was that game last night? I turned on ESPN last night, Arkansas State.
Georgia State.
I didn't see what it ended up, but I saw it was like 42-42 midway through the third quarter.
Well, it's been the way that college football has been this year. It has been a score-a-thon.
Yeah, exactly. Ole Miss and Alabama last week is another great example of that. I think that's what you could very, very well see in the first game at West Lafayette is, maybe the first team to, 40 wins?
Shame on you that you
something
did not.
Like that.
Shame on you that you did not know that Arkansas State won that 59-52 last night.
59-52. All right, well. If you're betting me over, I guess this season so far, you on most every game, you're probably winning a lot of money, huh?
I would
There's
agree.
There's a lot of Todd Licklider basketball teams that never scored that many.
Oh boy, knew that was coming from somewhere. You mentioned the Spencer Petras. You also mentioned a lot of people to replace in the defense. I myself believe that with Colbert's opting out this year with Dylan Doyle leaving, maybe the unit with the most pressure on it this year for Iowa is a linebacking core, and maybe the guy with the most pressure on it might be our friend Jack Campbell from Cedar Falls. Do you think that?
Yeah, I think he's a player too.
I do too.
I think he's going to be tremendous. But yeah, there's just a lot of questions. You don't have Epenesa, so how are you going to, pressure the quarterback? Can you, with the guys you got back and, you're missing, a couple guys up there. I think Davian Nixon could have a really, really good season, up front for them. Chauncey Golston's another guy who could have a big season. And, obviously, I imagine they're going to use the 4-2-5 a lot. So who's going to be your cash, right?
Right.
Who's your cash position? I think that's very, very important too. Is Dane Belton going to be that guy? To me, that's a really important position for them as well. Kind of looking forward here.
As a lot of people know, baseball has been one of your beloved beats for quite some time with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. In addition to the Rough Riders and hockey, but as far as baseball, I want to ask you what we know or what we might expect out of minor league baseball as Major League Baseball takes the reins.
Locally, I think from every vibe I've gotten, the Colonels feel very confident that they will remain in affiliated baseball, and they feel very confident that they will remain in affiliated baseball as an affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. So I would be honestly very surprised at this point if that doesn't happen. Now, you know, what is that? What's everything look like? From everything, again, I gather, like you said, Mark, Major League Baseball is just going to take over the minor leagues and, you know, kind of give licenses or sell licenses to these franchises or the franchises that they want, you know, to remain in the minor leagues. So that's just kind of how it's going to operate. You know, who knows how this is all going to work out and how it's going to be for financial, you know, the bottom line for the Colonels and teams that actually do survive. That's yet to be seen. I don't think that we're going to see anything really announced and finalized probably until December would be my guess. I think there's still a lot of things that need to be hashed out specifically, but yeah, like you said, make no mistake, Major League Baseball is completely taking over the minor leagues, basically. That's 100% going to happen.
That we know. For good or for bad, it is going to happen. So get ready for that, hopefully in 2021, when we're hopefully at Veterans Memorial Stadium watching Midwest League Baseball. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing too, right, guys? I mean, who knows where we're going to be with the pandemic? I mean, you know, how are we going to be able to even have a season? You know, how's that going to work? You know, you would have to think at this point, it'd be certainly limited capacity to be allowed into the stadium, limited number of seats. So, I mean, that's just another thing that, you know, financially that could be very limiting to a locally owned franchise here that, you know, literally pours everything that it makes each season back into the ball club. And, you know, we're talking about having a full season of not being able to make money on top of that. So just a ton of questions. And, you know, we all crave normalcy, and hopefully we'll get it sooner rather than later.
I hope. We all hope. We all hope. First hot chocolate's on me tonight.
That's a deal. Should I bring the schnapps?
No, 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 no.
I can't say that. Okay. All
no,
right, never mind.
No, no. Don't do that. All right.
After the game.
Yeah, maybe after the game. After the game. All right. Hey, we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. Stay warm. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. Give him a follow on Twitter. And, of course, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Not only Rough Riders, Colonels, high school, small college, but now Iowa.
He gets around. He gets around.
We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With power checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Where is your haircut gone? We know you don't get out as much. You don't drive by your regular sport clips and pop in for that MVP haircut experience that is so much more than a haircut. But isn't it worth getting out for? for that legendary hot steam towel for your face, massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. Oh man, you remember that, right? Mmm, we found your haircut. It's right where you left it. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Ready for an oil change? O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need. Our professional parts people can suggest the best products for your car and budget. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, everyday low price just $26.99. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Only because we can give this stat now, due to betting being legal in our fair state. Talking about college football over and unders, 85-32 lets us know. Compliments of Tom Fornelli. Overs are now 77-62-3 in FBS this season, Mark.
Mm.
Do with that as you will. 319-366-1600. No Iowa State this weekend. Iowa does not play until next week. So it's a very quiet college football weekend around the state of Iowa on what looks to be a warm and windy Saturday. Maybe the last big warm day. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, mid-60s should be okay.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. We do have some college football tomorrow. Pair of games coming your way at 10:30, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. We'll have Clemson on the road at Georgia Tech. 107.5, 106.3 FM tomorrow morning at 10:30. It'll be SEC football on Rocky Top as Tennessee will host Kentucky, trying to get back on the winning track after they had their 8-game losing streak or winning streak snapped last week down between the hedges against Georgia. Some of the other games tomorrow of note. Let's see here. UCF is at Memphis tomorrow at 2:30 on ABC. Very interesting game. Texas A&M and Mississippi State. By the way, Mississippi State has now lost two in a row after their win against mighty LSU. They play tomorrow. All leads up to tomorrow evening's game on CBS primetime. Down in T-Town, it'll be number 3 Georgia at number 2 Alabama. Coming up tomorrow night. That's going to be fun.
Without Nick Saban, who just recently news came out that a second test for him came up negative. I think he's got to have 3 of them over with 24 hours in between to return. But I think he's the type of guy who will have a way of communicating with the staff during the game. I know that's not allowed.
Well, why isn't it? He's the coach. Just give him a call on your cell phone on the sideline. Hey, Nick, we got 3rd and we got 4th and a half a yard here.
Yeah, I see that.
Go, go, go. he's going to be in communication somehow, I got to think, tomorrow with that. And yeah, it'll be interesting. Does Georgia have a chance? Yeah, I think Georgia has a chance. But, boy, to beat Alabama at home, you have to be special. And you have to play almost a perfect game. So we'll see. But it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow. Mike Loss joins us on Monday. Looking forward to that. High school football playoffs get started tonight. Scoreboard show immediately following our games. Tonight, 6:45, 107.5 FM. It will be Marion at Clear Creek Manor, 106.3 FM. It'll be Ottumwa at City High. Looking forward to bringing you those games coming up tonight right here on KGYM.
And enjoy some baseball as the World Series matchups will be set by the time we rejoin you. But will they end tonight? We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see how it all plays out. All right. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right. For Mark, for Button, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you with your wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time to replace them. We've got great deals on wipers that can stand up to any weather. Right now, you can get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail or email when you buy two Rain-X Quantum wiper blades.